Yesterday was the Daytona 500, the Super Bowl of automobile racing, Super Bowl of NASCAR, if you will. And there, competing for the 17th time in his storied career, was our official race car driver, Gas Cap Louie, who joins us now on the ticket hotline. Morning, Gas Cap.
Well, I wish I could say it was a good morning, but it certainly ain't a good morning for me. Hello, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're doing okay.
Well, we saw that you started, but I didn't see your name in the finishing results.
Well, Gas Cap had a hard day today. Hard day today. Boy, I tell you, this. I hate to say it, but I'm afraid this sport doesn't pass me by, gentlemen.
Oh,
think
no.
So?
Yeah, the guy that won it, he's younger than my grandkids.
Yeah.
His car was 20 years old. Can you believe that?
No.
I can't believe it. 20 years old. His car was the only one I saw that had out there. It had that iPod integration in it.
iPod integration?
Sure enough, he had a girl talk sticker on the back. I saw him before the race moving his bed and his futon into his new apartment using that car. Basically treats it as a Honda Element, gentlemen. Yeah, I've come to the realization that NASCAR is just a huge waste of time, gasoline, and time, and energy, and money, and fun.
Oh, Gas Cap, this is terrible to hear.
This is your sport.
Yeah, these guys are a bunch of inbred millionaires who like counting the money and blanking the cousins, boys.
Oh, jeez.
Plus, I got to tell you, that race is just too damn long. Gas Cap just can't keep up anymore. I tell you, it's too long for me. I'm getting too old for this. My bones just can't take sitting in that seat, and afterwards I always got hemorrhoids and constipation. They need to shorten that thing to about 2 laps. Then I'd have a fighting chance.
I don't think they're going
to
do that.
Well, maybe they need to open up a senior circuit or something like that in NASCAR. Call it the Daytona 2. Run 2 laps, get your Luann platter ready in the activities room right afterwards.
Maybe you could get Preparation H and X-Lax as sponsors for your car if you're having those issues.
Now that offends me, Craig.
Oh.
Well, no, I'm just trying to help you.
Gas Cap Louie.
Trying to help your career keep going.
Yeah, I tell you what, boys, I wrecked out yesterday pretty early in the race. I wrecked out in lap 3.
Wow, that is early.
That was the tribute lap, wasn't it?
It sure was. It was a tribute lap, and I should have known that. I was running in my Kia Rio. I have out there, my car is just really bad out of alignment. I can't afford to get it in alignment right now.
Yeah.
Waiting on a government check to come in. So during that tribute lap, I reached out my window to try to hold up the number 3, and I couldn't hold the car in line with one hand. I wrecked out right into the wall.
Oh, no.
All because you were paying tribute to Dale Earnhardt.
All because I was paying tribute, that's right. And I wasn't wearing my Hans device either when I hit that wall.
Oh, gosh.
Thank God I was going slow and didn't die my head coming off like Intimidator. But
oh, my.
You didn't crash
that's
in
that's not a very loving tribute.
You didn't crash in the same turn, did you?
Same turn as the Intimidator.
Oh, man, that's awful.
Same turn. And I usually drive, you know, I don't usually wear that Hans device. I'm kind of an old school guy. I can't really get used to wearing it and everything.
He's got the lap belts.
Yeah, I use the lap belt. And, actually, a lot of times I don't even connect that up. And I just took some black shoe polish and blackened out that red warning light on the dash, you know, when you got your Hans off.
Y'all got one of those too, huh?
Got one of those too, sure. Yeah, ding and everything. I pulled the wire on that dinging sound. That drives me crazy.
Well, this is depressing, Gas Cap. We're hoping you'd finish a little better yesterday.
It is a little depressing and everything. I wish I had a better showing for you fellas. I know you guys always are rooting for me and getting me going and everything. And I know the MP1's always supporting me and supporting David Kunkel. And we just really appreciate that thing you guys have done.
If only you could drive as fast as you talked.
Yeah, I tell you, does old Rick Phillips still work for you guys?
Rich Phillips,
Rich
yeah.
Rich does, yes.
He there right now?
He is.
He is, as a matter of fact.
Hey, what's up, Gas Cap?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
I'm good. It's Rich.
Yeah, I got a question for you. How come you had every driver known to man on race week, but you never had me on?
Well, we'll see if we can work you in here in a few weeks.
Hey, what, I think you asked me once a few years ago, but I turned you down. But the way you were bagging on black people, I thought your race was about race week or race relations or something like that. Another.
I did no such thing.
You sure did. I tell you, I never heard that word so many times in one string outside of a rap song.
You weren't talking to me.
Man, Rich, why are you talking that way to Gas Cap Louie?
It's probably Bob Stern who's telling you great things about races.
I tell you what, fellas, I got to get going. I got to go to my doctor, get a little treatment on these hemorrhoids.
Okay.
Yeah, going to laze them off or something like that.
Oh, hang gosh. In there. Hang
All
in
right,
there,
I will do. You can fellas take care, and you take care of your loved ones. Are you here?
Okay, we will.
All right, now.
See you later. There's Gas Cap Louie, the official driver of the Dunham and Miller Show. Didn't quite finish at Daytona.